Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club broadcast. Thank you for joining us today. I'm always glad to be with our young radio friends. We're in Florida, and some of you are a long way away. But we're near in heart because we love the Lord Jesus Christ and want to please Him. If you're God's child by faith in Christ Jesus, that's wonderful. But if you're not His child, stick around because we want you to know Him, whom to know aright is life eternal. Now, the choir is ready to sing. Join in, won't you? Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. We've been blessed lately by having some different missionaries stop by the Children's Bible Club. They're preparing to go to the mission field and are gathering some of our visualized gospel storybooks to use in reaching children on the mission field. Of course, we have the Aunt Carolyn visualized gospel stories and the living stories in English, but now we have several translated into Spanish, which is a real help to the missionaries. Perhaps you or your church would like to send some of the Spanish visuals to missionaries to Spanish-speaking people. Just look online and see what all is available. Our website is www.childrensbibleclub.com. See, isn't that easy? www.childrensbibleclub.com. You'll see a treasure trove of helps for reaching Spanish kids for Christ, as well as all the materials in English. And if you know a Spanish-speaking ministry in your town, please let us know. We may have some good helps for them. You can email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Also, let us know what station you hear the Bible Club on. That would mean a lot to us and to the station. Just remember, boys and girls, that no matter what happens this week, the Lord Jesus loves you. He is near and will gladly help you if you'll ask Him. Sometimes children run into tough troubles But the Lord knows all about it and stands ready to help those who call on His name. David knew about trouble. He said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." He also said, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." So call on Him and trust Him. He loves you and cares for you. Now, here's the choir before story time. Henry's parents loved him dearly and taught him many things as soon as he was old enough to understand. They taught him about God in heaven and who made us and how we should please Him. They taught him that all of us are sinners and that except for God's grace and love, we're doomed to punishment in eternal darkness in hell. They told him all about the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave His life on Calvary's cross to pay for our sin. And they taught him how to pray every day and to ask God to help him do right and please God. It was a big order for a boy of 7, but Henry tried. He often thought about the serious truths. Henry's uncle was a preacher. He lived in a nice house near his church with a lovely garden. Henry's parents liked to visit there, and of course Henry went along. He loved to play in the garden amongst the bushes and flowers. One day, he asked Papa if he could go out to the garden. Papa said he could, but added, "Be sure, Henry, that you don't eat anything from the garden." He promised and went out to enjoy the sunshine and fresh air. Oh, the flowers were beautiful. Henry tried to take it all in. He thought God must be very big and wonderful to be able to create all this. As he skipped along the path, he spied a bush with beautiful berries, soft, bright red berries glistening in the sun. "Oh, those are pretty," he thought. "They look juicy and sweet. I'd surely like to taste them." But he thought of Father's words, "Be sure you don't eat anything from the garden." As he was playing, his uncle came. "How do you like the garden?" he asked. "Oh, I like it, Uncle." As they walked along together, they passed the red berry bush. Uncle saw how Henry was admiring it and said, "Be sure you don't eat any of those berries, even if they're pretty." "Oh, no, sir, I won't. Papa told me not to eat anything from the garden." "Yes, I heard him. It's always right to obey your parents. It's your duty to obey them, but it will also bring great blessing. Honor thy father and thy mother is the first commandment with a promise connected to it, that you will have a long life." They had some very good fruit for supper, but no red berries. Disappointed, Henry wished he knew how they tasted. They looked so juicy and good. When Sunday came, Henry dressed early for church. While he waited for the grown-ups, he walked out in the garden, and there was the berry bush. He thought, "I know Uncle John is just saving those berries for himself. No one can have any but him. How selfish." That was a naughty thought. They were Uncle John's berries. He could do with them as he pleased. Henry looked at the berries until he had to taste them. His heart beat fast. He remembered what Papa said, but looked around to see if anyone was watching. Quickly, he reached out his hand and grabbed a handful just as he heard his father calling him. Henry stuffed the berries in his mouth and swallowed them down. Eww! They tasted awful. They were sour and slimy and had a sickening taste. In an instant, Henry wished he had obeyed his father. The family went to church, but Henry was sulky and out of sorts, as children are when they have done wrong. The preacher, his uncle, began the scripture. Psalm 139 was more than Henry could stand. It said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. The darkness hideth not from thee. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Then he told the awful state of anyone who thinks his sin is hidden, yet God sees it all. He told of Adam and Eve eating the forbidden fruit and how they tried to hide from God. Now Henry was sure his uncle had seen him eat the berries. He was already sick from eating the berries, and the pain was getting unbearable. And now he was terrified of the punishment to those who disobey God. He cried in misery until his father had to take him home. Clearly, he had eaten something poison. In panic, he cried, Will God forgive me? I knew I was sinning, and as soon as I did it, I was afraid the Lord wouldn't forgive me. Oh, Uncle, I'm going to that horrible place where liars and thieves and disobedient children and all who neglect God go. They watched over him for days and prayed fervently that God would spare his life and help him to be saved. God answered prayer and spared his life and drew Henry to Christ in repentance and faith. He became a happy, thankful boy who loved the Lord and wanted to always please him. But suppose Henry had died right after disobeying, before he had trusted Christ, where would he be? It's a question we all must ask. Are your sins forgiven? If something happened today, are you ready to meet God? Just as young Henry realized his sin and knew he couldn't save himself, that only Jesus' forgiveness would do, so you need to search your heart and call on the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.